Forecast for today, we are looking at cloudy conditions. Good chance for mainly afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and we'll have a high again around the mid-60s. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where the reading at this hour is 61 degrees, 62 in Burlington, in Milwaukee at 60, and 61 in Racine. The two candidates for mayor in the upcoming special election in Racine fielding questions in a Racine Taxpayer Association forum held at the Gateway Technical College campus. Asked why property taxes in Racine are higher than in surrounding communities, Sandy Weider noted Racine provides many more services for its residents.
We have services that we provide to our residents that in the surrounding communities they in large part pay fees for. So we're kind of comparing apples to oranges when we just compare tax from one city to another city. But I have been an advocate for the last 17 and a half years for keeping our property tax as low as possible and providing the highest level of services.
Corey Mason said Racine has not done a very good job of making sure that it's getting its fair share of other state and federal revenues.
From grants, from state and federal sources. And I think part of the reason I'm the better candidate in this race is Racine doesn't do a good job of getting its fair share of state and federal resources. And part of a reason I think we need a new mayor is you need somebody who can aggressively go after those resources to make sure that Racine gets its fair share. Because not all of our resources are coming from property taxes. And so if we want to be less dependent on property taxes, we should do a better job of getting our fair share of revenue from state and federal sources.
There's another NAACP-sponsored forum coming up next Thursday, October the 12th, at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. It'll start at 6 p.m. It's the last one before the October 17th special election. The winner will take office November 7th to replace interim Mayor Dennis Weiser and fill out the rest of John Dickert's term until April 2019. A Chicago-based company has purchased Duran Plaza. It's an affordable, senior, disabled housing facility on Racine's southwest side. It's planning, the company is, about $2 million worth of renovations. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Evergreen Real Estate Group purchased the 72-unit complex at 3003 Durand Avenue with plans to upgrade the facility over 6 to 9 months beginning early next year. The four two-story buildings were constructed in 1970. The renovations will include upgrades to the kitchens and bathrooms of most of the units, and all the buildings will get new windows and roofs. The Biz Times reports this is Evergreen's first project in Racine. The company owns an apartment complex in Milwaukee. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Plans for the immediate and long-term future with economic development in the city of Racine, they're now aggressively being presented by the Development Department. Steps needed, though, to attract new businesses and to make the business setup process a little easier are also unfolding. During the Redevelopment Authority meeting, Development Director Amy Conley noted more detailed information and transparency than in the past, including with the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund. She talked about the Machinery Row site being renamed for the Rootworks and Water Street project, with plans to bond for over $6 million for work like demolition, environmental cleanup, and seawall stabilization, the payback over the next 16 years. She said details for each project and the various components would be in document form to improve the process.
Now there is a Water Street redevelopment sheet, and it has all the projected expenses on it, and it lines up very clearly with the line item in the IG fund. So we are proposing to spend $6.1 million on the Water Street redevelopment and do that work as soon as we possibly can. And then there's borrowing costs associated with that, so that's where you get 6.3.
Uptown, she said, going to get significant attention going forward, bonding for what's called Triangle Park, a pedestrian pass-through. Also the potential, they're going to study this, for creating a performing arts center utilizing the old Uptown Theater.
It's one of the last remaining 5 Gothic theaters in the United States. And we would like to do a study on what it would look like to renovate that theater. And it would include, you know, market analysis, a feasibility study of the architectural condition and the structural condition of the building. Is it able to be saved and renovated? We would need to know all of that before we would proceed. And then we're also proposing debt service for what it would look like to actually have a portion of capital go to actually renovating that theater.
Connolly calling it a very different and aggressive approach to redevelopment in Racine, but also very exciting. In Kenosha, a vigil to end violence in the wake of the mass shootings in Las Vegas is going to be taking place tomorrow at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, which is at 5900 7th Avenue. It'll be hosted by Congregations United to Serve Humanity, CUSH. The vigil to follow that group's fundraising breakfast, which is expected to end around 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Participants encouraged to bring a candle or a sign to express unity or to call for an end for violence. A car reportedly stolen from an auto dealership in Franklin, crashing on 27th Street's off-ramp in Racine County this morning, then after a short pursuit by a sheriff's deputy. That vehicle clocked at more than 100 miles per hour at times. Driver was gone when the deputy got to the crash site. A search of the immediate area turned up nothing. Just after 2 this morning, a Jeep Grand Cherokee went into the pond for the Southport Plaza shopping complex off Green Bay Road near Highway 50. Driver and a passenger getting out, minus any significant injuries. How it happened, still under investigation, including if alcohol may have played a role. The executive director of the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association is Craig Thompson. He says the state's failure to fund reconstruction of I-94 between the Zoo and Marquette interchanges in Milwaukee, that's going to be a problem going forward.
The area legislators were urging very strongly that it be included, as were some of the major employers in that corridor, including, you know, Miller Coors and Summerfest and Marquette University, Palermo's Pizza. There was a lot of them that were really urging that stretch in between the Marquette and the Zoo be moved forward, but apparently to no avail.
State DOT this week asking the federal government to withdraw its authorization on the heels of Governor Walker signing the state budget, which does not include funding for the project. A transfer of more than $77,500 out of contingency into the parks budget to buy a refrigerated ice skating rink okayed this week by the Kenosha Council. Alderman Scott Gordon said it's a great idea, suggested the rink be located somewhere downtown, called on the Parks Department to maybe find a group or an organization to rent out skates and or to sell hot chocolate.
Somebody who may want to have that concession to help the nonprofit, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or somebody else, the KAC, somebody. But if you're going to have ice skating, let's have a place to rent skates. Let's have a place you can have a warming shelter with hot chocolate. I mean, these are all over the place.
Alderman also approving the transfer of $19,500 out of contingency for the annual city holiday tree lighting ceremony. Brannigan Communications is in Milwaukee. It's created a new brand, logo, and website for the City of Racine Development Department, designed to simplify the process for prospective businesses, also be a catalyst for future economic development. Speaking to the city's Redevelopment Authority, Company President Kathleen Doherty said the Racine is ripe for a dramatic increase in future development, and Build Up Racine can play a role. Said the website will help big and small businesses.
How do I get my permits? How do I know zoning? Where do I go? What do I do? We wanted to make sure that we had a really easy, clean way for that those processes to get done that are sometimes very confusing, and sometimes, you know, that's enough to turn people off. So we wanted to make sure that now, since you are on that international stage, that this would become a really easy, accessible process.
Digital strategist Griffin Goda said that while it's a business-related site, it also has tourism-like components. The logo has the outlines of famous landmarks like the Lighthouse, S.C. Johnson Tower, their downtown building, and the Racine County Courthouse. BuildUpRacine.com will be launching soon, eventually linking up with the city's webpage. One of Wisconsin's oldest, largest sausage makers, Silver Creek Specialty Meats in Oshkosh. It owns Myers, Fred Bush, R-Line, and Jim's Blue Ribbon. It has sent out a one-page letter recently to about 1,200 customers, explaining it is going to stop processing wild venison from deer hunters. The reason? The spread of chronic wasting disease in the state's deer herd. And it's apparently an effort to keep up with the Joneses, Costco rolling out a couple of new grocery delivery services to fight off the competition from Walmart and Amazon. Those include two-day delivery of dry groceries, same-day deliveries of fresh foods. Two-day delivery free for online orders of $75 or more. Costco's same-day service, that's available at more than 370 stores around the company's through the partner Instacart. That all through Costco. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses, apparently. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.